Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed. So you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, you guys. Welcome to another episode of Pretty Not Smart with Yuatsi
and Louis, a.k.a. the baddest perra. We're back.
Today's going to be a good episode. I feel like we have gotten this request a lot. People want us to talk about mental health and just how we deal with it. So that's what we're going to jump into today.
And low-key, I was like trying to push this episode back.
I know. He doesn't want to know.
It's because it makes me anxious.
I know, me too.
Look, you guys, if you're watching this on our YouTube, I literally have a little stress ball with me.
I'm like, I also have.
You're like, I have to. No, but for real, so I was like, when she brought it up, she's like, let's film the mental health one. And I was like, no, I was like, let's do something funny.
I was like, let's do something funny.
But like Yuatsi said, a lot of y'all were requesting it, so I was like, okay,
let's do it.
Time to face my fears.
But
what,
Louis? What happened today?
Well, we're filming this on a Monday, July 3rd. But when you're listening to this, if you listen to it right when it came out, it is July 6th. But today I just posted my reveal for my collab with Beauty Creations. Wrong button.
I was trying to press the clapping one. Never mind.
Everyone, when we made the announcement.
Never
mind. No, you guys, but I can't believe it's finally out. So mark your calendars. July 7th, my collab with Beauty Creations will be on sale this Friday. God. I have a palette, two lip trios, lashes, chi-chi blenders, eyeliner. Like,
so excited for you. That's why today we're wearing purple.
Yes.
And I am wearing one of the lip trios. Yeah. I'm wearing Fuego.
Dude, it's so crazy
Fuego
to like
trio.
See it on somebody else besides me. Because I was basically
why? Because
like,
it looks prettier on me?
I'm like, let me just continue that shade.
Never mind.
But it's just like seeing it all over on me. It's just like, I got tired of it. Yeah. But like now seeing it in people's hands and everybody talking so about it makes me so excited. But yeah, you guys, shameless little promo. If you guys want more information, it will be on my Instagram or Beauty Creations. But July 7th.
Congrats, Louis.
Thanks, sister. So the word of the day is makeup. M-A-K-E-E-U-U.
It's ugly. It's cute. Just kidding. The word of the day today is actually hard. It's really hard.
Oh.
Yes. You guys are all making me dumber. I still can't spell it, but I want to see if you can spell it.
Well, I have my little handy dandy notepad for my Blue's Clues. To see if I can write it out visually.
Oh, I already spelled it wrong. Okay, the word of the day for Louis to spell is embarrassed. But I hate this word.
Oh, bruja.
I embarrassed. Hate this word.
E.
Uh-huh.
M.
Uh-huh.
B.
Uh-huh.
A.
Uh-huh.
R.
Yeah.
A.
No.
I. What the fuck else? Embar. E. You're lying.
Why would I mean lying?
It's either an E or an A. Embarrassed.
It's wrong. It's neither. No.
Another R. Yeah. What the fuck?
Dude, it's so dumb. Embar- Who made this fucking word? Because it's fucking wrong.
Embar E?
No.
A?
Uh-huh.
S?
Uh-huh.
E? Another S?
I'm leaving.
Embar- bitch, what? A K? Embarrassed? Embarrassed. E? Oh, I already said E.
Yeah, no.
D?
Just think of like English, like
another
what?
S.
Yeah,
dude, I literally said that. Fucking dumbass. I said I literally was like another S. You're like no. I was like, what the fuck? Embarrass ed.
Yep. That's all dumb. Se pasa ni
double R, double S. You know what? From now on, every time you give me a word, I'm just gonna start adding doubles of letters.
Doubles of everything.
I feel like every word you've been giving me has like a double.
I'm like,
something.
How do you spell Louis? He's like L L O O U U I I E.
We're all rapping.
He's like L to the O to the U. We're all rappers today.
I know. I'm like, instead of a makeup collab, I came out with a song.
You should have.
No, I can't sing. I'm going to be like, I want you to stay.
If you're the OGs, you know.
Hey, I'm deleting that video forever.
No. You didn't watch it.
Too late. Yeah,
no, it's already been leaked everywhere.
No, I got, for some reason, fucking YouTube put it on like people's For You page or whatever, even though it was from like 10 years ago. So it has over a million. It started coming up.
Really?
I you know what? No, let me check. Revenue. I didn't even give her $1 for it. I'm like, I'm on Louis Records. What? I'm pretty sure it hit over a million. I was shook.
No way.
Oh, almost. It's at 920K views.
Well, ew. After this podcast, it'll probably hit a milli.
I'm probably
a milli.
It's copyrighted. Well, at least you know I didn't make a single dollar from it.
All right. So, let's start, Louis. I'm scared.
You're the one who wanted a million. Well, I just want to start by saying that mental health, right? I'm sponsoring it. No, mental health is a very, very, very serious thing. And I feel like if you're going through something, do not feel ashamed to talk about it or ask for help. And one of the most common things that I feel like happens is the people out there who say that it's all in our head.
Oh,
or people who don't think it's real, or like they'll just be like, just distract yourself or go like, I don't know. They just don't take it serious. They think it's dumb.
It just reminded me, actually, not that long ago, I posted it. I was talking about mental health on my Instagram because I was just like going through it because I go through it a lot. And I posted it and somebody replied to my story and they were like, haha, sucks to be so weak-minded.
Oh, yeah. I think you posted it, huh?
Yeah, and I posted it.
Oh, that shit.
It triggered me so hard. And I honestly was just like, I really hope that that person never has to experience any type of mental health struggles, because it's so weird because it's not something that you can really control.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of people see it that way, that you're like weak minded. And I'm like, ooh, girl, like,
I feel like the people who have never, ever experienced any type of trauma or like stuff like that don't necessarily understand it. And they're just like, it's all in your head, baby. Like, you know, you have to fix it. Like, or like Mexican culture, I hate to admit it, but sometimes it'll be like, no, no te pongas triste, ponte a hacer qué hacer. Yeah. Like a lot of
just
those
to like distract
vibes,
ourselves.
But it's like, I'm depre. I can't.
I know. And like for me, over time it's just gotten worse, but I mean, if anything, we're just even more strong-minded because we know what we're dealing with. And obviously we feel like we're going crazy sometimes because, well, you have the people who don't believe that what we're going through is real, and then two, it's literally like a battle with yourself, and that itself just explains how difficult it is, like having to battle your own mind.
You're fighting your head.
It's the most ugliest.
I'm getting anxiety. I'm leaving.
Ever. I just wish, like, if it was that easy to just, like, turn it off, like, bitch, why would I want to put myself through this? Like, I wish I could just turn it off. But fortunately, we can. But I will say, if you're going through something similar, or you're battling with mental health, just know that you're strong and that you got this. And it just takes us a little bit more effort to remind ourselves that we're strong and we can do it. But we definitely can. And just go ahead and give yourself a big hug.
Yeah. And big shout out to all my mommies out there that are going through postpartum depression. Oh my God.
I don't know that was a thing until like literally you. And then now I heard so much about it.
I didn't experience postpartum depression with Travis, but with Ella, dude, it hit me so hard. I was just like kind of like zombie. I was like, dang. And you know what? I started doing some research about postpartum depression on like mommies. Mm-hmm. And back in the day, like back allá, viejos tiempos, when postpartum depression wasn't a thing yet, people just thought that like women were crazy. They were just like, women are crazy. Like, what's going on? And por eso they would give them so many medication and they would end up crazier because they wouldn't know what was wrong with them. And then later they started doing studies and it came about like, oh shit, it's called postpartum depression. Yeah. And back in the day, I just feel so bad for all the women that were invalidated about what they were going through.
Imagine.
Oh my God. Like, dude, that shit was crazy. But now I like that we live in a world where it's so like open now when it comes to postpartum depression. So if you're a mommy and you're going through it, I promise you, it seems like the world is ending, but it'll be over one day and slowly but surely you will be better.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What I feel like I go through the most is social anxiety. And I didn't really look into it too much up until, you know, my sisters kind of informed me more about it. And then I just... You know, there's different levels of anxiety and different kinds. And like, I used to just group it all like as a whole. And I thought anybody who dealt with anxiety went through the same thing.
Yeah.
But it's different for everybody. There's different triggers and there's just different.
Yes.
So many different levels. But I feel like with me, the only two things I have trauma that causes my anxiety, or I have social anxiety. And I hate that I have social anxiety because of what I do on social media. I'm almost squishing the fucking. If you don't like talking about these things.
I know these things are like very hard to talk about.
So I'm only talking about it because I hope that it helps somebody who's like dealing with the same thing. And but I don't like talking about these kind of things. But yeah, I just feel like it sucks because of what I do. I obviously meet so many of y'all. And I think my biggest fear about like talking about this is that some people might not fully understand and think that what I'm trying to say is that I don't want to socialize or talk to people who watch me.
And that's not it at all.
It's not. I think just to me, you guys, big crowds or a lot of people talking to me just triggers my... Oh, shit. Y'all scared me.
Sorry.
It just triggers my social anxiety. So there's ways that I can help myself. For example, if I'm going to have like a meet and greet or like a big event, I kind of mentally prepare myself. Yeah, so like days before, I mean, I already know what's happening. I already know it's like, I try to remind myself. I'm like, it's just a bunch of people who love me and they already know what I'm going to do. Like there's nothing to be scared about. At that point, it just turns into like nervios.
Yeah.
But there'll be times where, for example, when I go out, when I go clubbing, a lot of people would be like, Louis, you drink hella bomb. But one of the reasons why I drink a lot, and I'm not promoting drinking for this reason, but I'm just saying, like, I drink because I like to get a little buzzed so that my social anxiety that I'm feeling kind of disappears.
Yeah.
Because the moment I go out, dude, and if I show up anywhere sober, I am going to have the most anxiety. And I just, it makes you like
and
not talk.
And he's like so quiet. Like you can tell he's just like it's not himself. Cause mm-hmm. like, I know that he has anxiety. That's why está calladito. But mm-hmm. for other people, it might come off like another way.
Like if I'm being rude
like,
or something.
Like, oh, he's rude or like stuck up. But no, he's just going through like anxiety. Like he literally, mm-hmm. I don't know. Like what goes on in your head?
So when I go out, like if I'm going out to a club or not even just a club, anywhere that's like very packed.
Uh-huh.
So here's the thing, at least with the anxiety that I have, the social anxiety, I, in my head, I'm like, everybody's looking at you. Everybody won't stop looking at you. Everyone's judging you, blah, blah, blah. But you know, the worst part is because I am on social media, it's partially true. There are people who are staring at 100%, me. There are people who they're either talking good or talking bad, but they recognize me. And then a lot of people will photograph or videotape me when I'm out in public.
Oh my God.
And it makes it worse because imagínate, you guys, if in your head you have all these thoughts of like, oh my God, there's people looking at me. People are judging me. Like everybody's waiting for me to do something stupid or blah, blah. But mm-hmm. then you look and there's actual people doing
there's
that.
There's literally like we've seen, like we're just like having dinner or something and like he's like, oh my God, like he starts getting nervous at dinner or whatever because there's literally people like this
that. Like just hold and like they don't even try to hide it, or sometimes they think they're hiding it but it's so obvious,
it's so
or like
obvious.
The flash will go on and like
and they'll just be like but at that point Louis probably knows like, dude, they're just staring at me.
When I'm out like at dinners or stuff like that and it happens, it's like a few things that it's just more like nervios, like I don't know what, who the hell wants to be like, in general, whether you have anxiety or not, who the hell wants to be photographed while you're eating?
Yeah, you're like ugh.
Yeah, like it's gonna be an ugly ass picture, like so at that point it's like nervios, but it's also just like uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then when I'm out at a club or I'm doing something, like I'm thinking about how ugly that picture is probably gonna come out, but then also like the narrative of how if people see it, like I don't know, if I'm just standing there with a group of people, someone's gonna be like, oh, he's all fucking stuck up, he can't even talk. But I'm like, I probably was just quiet for like 2 seconds, but that's what they captured. It's just a lot of things. So it's my thoughts thinking that people are looking at me aside from just doing social media, but then the reality of people actually looking at me because I do social media.
Yeah.
So I think the best thing that I could just ask for is like, if you ever see me out in public or something, it would make me feel so much better if you just come up to me and ask me. I will be so happy.
Yes.
And there's no reason I would say no. But if you're just kind of trying to sneak a picture and you think I don't notice, I can
we assure notice.
You 99% of the time I notice. Or like sometimes people will do it and then later on I'll see it, like they tagged me or I'll see it on TikTok or something. And I'm like, I know exactly who that was because I saw them recording or posting it.
Yeah.
But me ayudarían mucho if you guys just ask me, and I will of course love to do it. But
And like,
scary.
Don't be scared, because like there will be people that are like, I want to ask Louis for a picture, but I'm scared. Or like, is he gonna be mean? I'm like, dude, Louis is literally the nicest person on this world. Like, if you think I'm nice, he's nicer. Like, he's so nice. You've never said no to a picture. Like, he's always so happy to meet you guys. So, no vamos a morder.
If anything, the only time I'll ever be like, give me a cute little second, is if I'm eating dinner or something. Because I'll either be with my family or I'll be all mugroso with my food. And I'll just be like, oh, like, can I finish? And then I'll just head over to your table real
Wait,
quick.
Wait, I'm going to tell that story. I don't care.
Which one?
One time we went to the Boiling Crab.
Oh, I fucking hate. I love Boiling Crab, but I fucking hate going to Boiling Crab.
We were at the Boiling Crab. This was a long time ago. And me and Louis, we were like pulls into our shrimp, all sucios with like nails and work.
Wait, by the way, if you don't know what boiling crab, it's basically like a food boil with like shrimp. So
yes.
It's really messy. Like your whole
super
hands
messy.
And everything.
Like you have a bib, like your hands are full of sauce and you're like gross, like disgusting, okay? So we were like at the restaurant and then some lady comes up. She's like, can my daughter get a pic? And Louis was like,
I was like half with the shrimp in my mouth. No, are you talking? No, because there was this one time where she told us in Spanish. She's like, mija, ¿se podría tomar una foto? And I kind of stay quiet because I'm like.
Yeah, it was that one.
I have food in my mouth and my hands were hella dirty.
He was literally like shrimping like.
And then I was like, perdón, es que estoy súper sucio. Tengo mucha comida. Si quieren ahorita que acabe, puedo pasar. No, que se siente. And
dude.
she makes her daughter like sit next to us
on the table.
And you can tell the daughter was like a little uncomfortable. But then I literally look at the lady. I was like showing her my hands. And she's like, no, está bien, acabo, va a ser rápido. And I was like, ma'am, like,
dude, literally, la boca está sucia. And he was like, okay.
So then I literally just start like cleaning myself. And then, I don't know, that lady was kind of being rude, though. She's like, I don't know what she was saying. She's like, I don't know. I just remember she was, like, triggering me a little
like,
bit.
Like, no importa. And then she's like, siéntate, mija, siéntate. Yeah, like, just like, and the daughter like, was just like,
But, I mean, like I said, I didn't want to say no to her. I literally just told her to give me a second so I can, like, clean myself.
But I feel like Louis came out in the pic, like,
dude, I had all the shrimp in my fingers. And I was like, and I told her, I was like, andele, voy a salir bien feo en la foto. And she's like, está bien, está bien. I was like, qué bonita, porque ustedes sí se la dieron bien bonitas. I was all dirty.
Louis was like,
But yeah. I do also want to mention, like, part of the reason, like, that I also got, like, anxiety when people are, like, taking pictures of me and stuff in public is because you also don't know whether it's good or bad.
Oh, my like, God, yeah.
You don't know if they're doing it with a malicious intent, or you don't know if they're doing it to talk shit. And, you're and like I said, do whatever the hell you want with the picture, but it's just an uncomfortable feeling because you don't know whether it's good or bad.
Dude, like, there's so many times. I remember this one time. We were at the mall, and Louis, it was one of those moments that he got anxiety. We were in, like, this big old mall when we were up north, mm-hmm. and he was with some friends, and I was with Travis. Travis was little, but there was, like, a bola of kids from, like, middle school and just, like, being like, hey, Louis, like, just being annoying.
Oh, do you remember that? When they're kind of, I don't remember exactly, but, like, when they're kind of just, like, mocking, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and you honestly can't tell, like, sometimes you can't tell, but the girls looked like they genuinely were fans of Louis and they wanted pictures. Mm-hmm. But the amigos, they were being, like, annoying, and they were, like, being like, hey, like, let me get a pic.
Oh, like, just, like, for annoying. Mocking, yeah.
And they were, I could tell Louis was getting anxiety from that moment, too, just because you never know, like,
the intentions. And then the worst part of it is, like, when you want to defend yourself, but you can't, because the reality is, a lot of people, because we do social media, they don't kind of see us as, like, real humans sometimes. Yeah. So if I were to say something like, do you have a problem? Or, like, why are you, like, trying to come off as, like, something else to me. People would be like, oh, it was fucking rude, fucking down. But I'm like, in reality, like, you were fucking mocking me and, like, you know, making a whole joke out of it. But the moment I try to stand up for myself, it's going to bite me in the ass.
And that, I remember that same day, that same group of teenagers, Louis went one way to, I think you went to H&M and I went to the Disney store. And I was with Travis, and you can see Louis going into H&M. And that same group of guys, mm-hmm. they were like, Louis, Louis. And Louis didn't turn around. So one of the fucking kids, he was like, fucking, and he calls you like that F word.
I remember now. Yeah.
But
okay,
you, I don't think you heard because he said it so quiet.
Yeah, you
and
told
he
me.
Didn't know I was Louis' sister. Mm-hmm. He said it in front of me, dude. Yeah. He was like, fucking, I don't even want to say the word. And I was just there and I was like, I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And then he just looks at me and he looks so fucking scared. And I was like, don't be fucking rude and don't be fucking saying that shit in front of me. Mm-hmm. And then second, they're like, oh, no, my bad. Like I didn't mean it like that. And I was like, pinche pussy.
Yeah, it's always like that. They won't say it to, like, your face.
Y bien bajadito ya nomás bajó la cabeza. And he just kept walking and his friends were like, ooh. Like, you know, and I was like, bitch. I was
but yeah.
That's it.
It's like one of the reasons why I also, like, have my guard up, but, like, it's just, you never know where it's gonna go. You can be as nice as possible to people, but at the end of the day, like, you won't know if they're gonna, like I remember one time some girl asked me for a picture and she was super nice. I thought she was, like, actually being genuine, like, supporter. And then later on she posted it, not to tag me or anything, but I think somebody screenshotted it from her story and posted it, but she was basically just talking shit, like, LMFAO asked, like, this dumbass for a picture about me. And I was like, bitch, well, at the end of the day you asked me for a picture, so that's what I'm saying. You just never know. So the best thing that I can do is just, like, be nice to everybody. But it's just it's scary. Or this time I went to go eat with Adam, and we went to this one place where I guess they were watching, like, a game.
Uh-huh.
And I walked in, it was like, I walked in, like, meeting Addie. Addie was already inside. And, sorry, I burped. As soon as I walk in, all I hear is a bunch of people start screaming and yelling, like, wah! And I was like, and I instantly got scared. And my first thought was, oh, they probably made, like, a touchdown or a goal or something. But then I turn, and where Adam is sitting, there's, I'm not even kidding you, like, no para exagerar, but maybe, like, 30 people screaming and yelling my name. At the restaurant.
You're having a meet and greet or what?
It literally felt like that. But, well, first thing, I got scared because I didn't know what was happening. And then two, I was like, oh, it's like the game. But then as soon as I turned and I saw everybody there, I was like, oh, y como que me quedé en shocked. I feel like my anxiety instantly, like, went all the way up. And I just remember trying to stay calm, but I started panicking. And then I started taking pictures, but my hands were shaking so bad. And then one of the girls' moms noticed, and she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry if we, like, scared you, you're shaking. Aww. And I was like, no, it's okay. I was like, it just caught me a little bit off guard. And then when I get my social anxiety, my head just kind of goes blank, you guys. Like, I mm-hmm. don't know how to explain it, but my mind is on panic mode. So a veces, if something like that happens or you've met me in an instant, something like that, I might not be the most talkative, but because my brain is blanked out. And most of the time, I don't even know what just happened. I'm just kind of like, oh, shit. Like, I know what I need to do, which is, like, I want to talk to people. But my mouth just won't, like, spit it out. Like, I'm just kind of stuck. You're, and like, I'm frozen. Stuck. But I will say, ever since we first, like, started talking about this on our podcast, I've met a lot of y'all who listen to our podcast and have been so sweet about it. Oh, like,
I love it.
I know. So thank you guys so much. Like, somebody, I think I was shopping and a similar instance happened where it was, like, a lot of people and I panicked. And then somebody just came up to me. She was like, oh, my God, like, I'm so sorry. I heard your podcast and I hope this isn't triggering you.
Oh, I love that.
I know. And like, I told her, I was like, honestly, I got a little triggered. I was like, but like, thank you. Like, it just kind of, it reminds me that our viewers like genuinely just care for us and they don't mean any harm. And I wish that I could just like snap out of like these little anxiety attacks that I have. But
yeah,
it helped me calm down, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, when you experience that, it's just your mind goes blank.
It definitely does. I can recall one time that I experienced it really bad, my social anxiety. Because I feel like I have social anxiety, but not as bad as Louis. Louis has, like, pretty bad social anxiety. And one time that I felt it was, oh, my God, I'm such a dumbass. But I went to go watch the Bad Bunny concert pregnant.
Oh, I think you told me about this.
Dude, I was like 6 months pregnant with baby Ella. And I went to San Jose to go watch Bad Bunny. I don't know, como que se me fue la onda. And I didn't think I was going to meet that many of you, dude. But tell me why I had a whole ass meet and greet in San Jose.
Andale.
I know, pendeja. And I was just excited to go see Bad Bunny. I, como que no, it didn't click. And I just went, I was like, ling, ling, ling. And then Alex was there out of nowhere when I, like, 5 minutes into getting in the venue, I had, like, a whole ass bola of, like, 50 people wanting to take pictures. And I was like, I'm pregnant. Dude, I was so scared. And, like, my heart was like, do. And I was like, picture, and I was like, he.
Wait, had you had already said you were pregnant? Yeah.
Yeah, I had big ass panza out. Oh, okay. So everybody knew. And like, I met so many of you, but it took me off guard. I was shaking. There was just so many people and I panicked because I was like, what if I fall? What if I get squished? Or like, there's just a lot of people and I was pregnant.
Yeah.
So you know, like when you're pregnant, everything's just heightened. So it was really bad for me. And I ended up running into the bathroom. And I was like, I can't. I like couldn't breathe. I ran to the bathroom. I got to the bathroom and I was like, dude, I wanted to throw up because all the anxiety that I had. And yeah. I like was in there. I didn't even have to pee. I just went in there for like a 10-minute breather. Mm-hmm. And then Alex texted me. He's like, babe, when are you coming out? Because I left Alex by himself. So then everyone went to Alex and they're like, And Alex was like, babe. And then when I came out, I was just like, okay, it's okay. Because I didn't want to be rude and be like, get the away from me, you know? No. So I still took pics. But, dude, my anxiety that day was really bad.
I feel like it's more, just to clarify, it's not you guys that, like, not you guys as people that cause the anxiety. It's more like the things that happen. For example, like, I can meet a bunch of y'all. And if it's all, like, nothing crazy going on, I can get through with it and it'll be easy and I can talk to everybody and make it cute. But what triggers me is like when people start yelling, even if it's just one person and they start yelling like, oh my god, my anxiety just goes into panic. So it's just little things, like if there's yelling or if there's people pushing, like, and I start like, it's just more things like my brain goes into like
fight or flight response. That's like what happened.
It's like instant panic.
Yes. Like, it's like, what do we do? We got to get out of here type of vibes. Like, that's what happens. And then I'm like, no, like, you can't leave. Like, you have to be nice. But our mind's like, nope, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. It's like an instant like fight. Cause I mean, there's definitely been so many instances where I've met a lot of y'all and it's fine. Like, everybody's just talking to me, having a cute conversation. We're all taking pictures or like little group pictures. And like, it could be like at a mall or anything. And it's super chill.
Yeah.
But it's more like when it's little things that,
when it's like a little hectic.
Yeah. That's when I panic. But yeah, it's just in general. Like, even if I go out somewhere, my social anxiety used to be so bad that like, I didn't even want to go anywhere alone. Like I couldn't, so I would never leave my house. But yeah. I mean, there's little things that I've been doing that have helped me a lot. But yeah, I don't want you guys to take away from this and think that, like, don't talk to us, don't come up to us. That's not what we're trying to say at all. It's just more like we want you guys to, if you ever meet us and we seem like a little bit off, it might just be that we're panicking.
We're like,
but it doesn't mean that we're like, don't talk to me or no.
Definitely not.
Like when we went to the mall, Apenitititas, we went to the mall, and that, I don't want to say what mall it is, but that mall in particular gives me a lot of anxiety.
Oh yeah.
I hate going to that mall because a lot of the times it's a little hectic. But this time I really didn't really have anxiety, but it's because everyone was just like having a conversation with me or just like calmly talking to me or like just being, hey, can I get a pic?
Yeah, it was, and like, very nice.
Yeah. And sweet. In the past I've gotten attacked there. Not like, aww, literally, but like just like people yelling and stuff. So it makes me really scared. But yeah, thank you guys for everyone who's also like just understanding and understand where we're coming from. But we love meeting you guys, and I really just hope that this doesn't come off the wrong way, because that's one of my biggest fears. That's why I don't really talk about my mental health with social anxiety, because yeah, I would hate for somebody to take away that, like, I don't want to meet you guys, because that's not what it is. It's just, unfortunately, these triggers trigger me, and sometimes I can't fully get out of it.
Yeah, and like for me too, I just love bringing awareness, because when I go through a lot of my mental health issues, sometimes, a lot of the times actually, I feel like I'm alone. I feel like I'm the only one going through it. I feel like it's my world that's coming to an end and nobody else's. And I just feel so alone. And then when I hear, it makes me feel so good when I hear other people be like, no, I'm like going through the same thing. Or like, no, you're not alone. Like that, I don't know. That just makes me feel so much better. Like not a long time ago, but I went on a brand trip and I had anxiety. And I wasn't drinking any alcohol at the time because I'm on antidepressants. And one of the workers that was like in charge of the brand trip, she was like, what's wrong? Like, I can tell you're a little off. And I was like, oh, I just, like, I'm really anxious. And like, she was like, have a drink, relax. And I was like, I can't drink, I'm on antidepressants. And she's like, girl, she's like, I've been on antidepressants for like 3 years. She's like, have a drink. And I was like, really? She's like, you're fine, like, relax, I'm going through it too, like, you're good. And just listening to her telling me that she's going through it too and that I'm not the only one on medication made me feel like, okay,
maybe like somebody else understands me.
Yeah, and just seeing her, I kept like looking at her like the whole brand trip, and I was like, dude, she looks so good and so happy. And I was like, I can do that too.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say, like, I feel like the one of the reasons why I'm so open about talking about it now is because of Yoatsi. Like, I see how open, because I mean, people do make you feel like it's something you should be ashamed of, and that you're not normal, and that what you're going through is not okay.
Yeah.
So I never wanted to talk about it, but seeing, for example, like you're saying right now, it helps you. Like I try to push my head thoughts aside and be like, I hope that this can hopefully help somebody else feel like what you said, that they're not.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, y'all, get shocked when I say I have social anxiety. And a lot of, that's why I feel like some people take it as me being rude, because obviously on the internet, I am the baddest motherfucking perra. But taking it back to like OG, like for real, I feel like I created the baddest perras and alter ego, which was more like Carla.
Yeah.
Because when you have a character or you have like an alter ego, it's easier to tap into that, because you're like, it's a character. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just kind of felt like everything I do or say, I was like, oh, that's Carla, that's the baddest perra, that's not me. And then I feel like after doing that, it helped me just get more confident with myself and accepting that that's, you know, I wanted to play with makeup, I wanted to be more feminine and do that kind of stuff. But yeah, it's
so
just,
I need an alter ego.
No, but it's just, it's like, cause think about it. Sometimes like you want to, you know what you want to do, you know what you want to act like and stuff. So I created an alter ego to be like, ah, it's just like a little character I'm playing. But in reality, you know, like it's inside of you.
I'm like, call me your hot seat.
Yeah. Oh, I'm freaking dead.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So yeah, that's a little bit of our social anxiety. But now I want to get into something dark. No, I'm scared. I didn't even want to talk about it, but Louis making me.
No, you're the one who wanted to film this topic. After she made me open up about everything, now she doesn't want to talk.
It's because...
No, andele, usted quiso. It's because... No, que you like hearing it, so that makes other people feel better. A ver, andele.
Okay, so...
What?
I'm just kidding. Okay, well, I just wanted to talk about a little bit of, like, my depression. And, yeah, so my depression came from being in a very toxic, abusive relationship. I don't like talking about it.
Well, you don't have to go, like, super in detail.
I know.
You can obviously, I mean, if people want to hear more about it, then, like, obviously you can go a little deeper. But maybe just, like, explain, like, how, like, what depression is like and causes and triggers, because even I don't think I get sad, but I don't think I ever really go through like a depression
is much. I feel like a lot of people think depression is sadness,
yeah,
and depression is a lot deeper than just sadness, because
mm-hmm. It's also one of those words that gets thrown around, like,
yeah,
even
like I'm depressed,
yeah, like even I'll like admit like I've thrown that word around, like, oh my god, it's because I'm so fucking depressed. But like in reality, I don't think I've ever really felt what like depression
and
is.
I hate that like it happened to me, but I never thought that I would be a victim of depression. But considering like the trauma and shit that I've been through, it kind of makes sense as to why it happened to me. But I first started experiencing a little bit of depression when I was in that very toxic relationship, but I didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I really met depression for the first time after I went through that really toxic, harsh breakup that you guys are aware about because it was all over social media. And then the very scary thing that happened to me at the beginning of 2021, mm-hmm. the beginning, that kind of like fucked me up really bad, like really, really bad. And it took me into like a very dark place where I kind of just felt like, you know, the scene of Get Out when you like get sucked in and you're like,
oh, where the guy just sees like his eyes and he's like,
falling. Yeah, uh-huh. That's kind of like where depression feels like. Ew. Like that, but you're just kind of stuck and you aren't motivated to do anything. You can't get up from bed, like nothing. You can't feel joy, like nothing will bring you joy. You just kind of feel like, why am I here? Why was I born? Why did I wake up today? Like, I wish I didn't wake up today. Like, it's very, very, it's scary. It's like very, very scary. And again, it's something that is in your head, yeah, that you can't control it. I feel like your brain kind of controls you. Your brain takes over you and it controls you. Instead of like you being able to control your brain controls you.
You basically, like, you almost just feel like you're stuck in something.
Yeah, yeah, like you can't get out. It's very, it's fucking scary. But I started going to therapy and, to get some help because I knew that like what I was going through was not okay. And I also was experiencing a lot of PTSD because of what happened to me. And actually to this day, I still get PTSD. Last night, I didn't go to sleep till 3 a.m. because I was telling Alex, I get anxiety just random nights and I start feeling fear. Like my body is scared, but I'm not. Like in my head, because I'm stronger now and I've done so many like little activities to train my brain, I'm just like, okay, Yoatsi, you're in the present, you're here now, you're safe, you're with Alex, like you're okay. So I know I'm safe and I'm okay, but my body doesn't. So my body will be like shaky, my body will be scared, and I feel like my body disassociates and kind of puts itself in that situation, mm-hmm. that gave me all this anxiety and depression, and it kind of, my body feels like it's stuck there.
Yeah.
But I know I'm not. I know I'm here in the present, but it's like very scary. And I just feel like scared. And like last night, I was trying to sleep and I would sleep and then something would be like, something would just wake me up.
Is it just trauma?
Yeah, it happens over and over and over. And Alex wasn't in bed because he was working. So then I texted Alex and I was like, hey, like he already kind of knows. And I was like, hey, this is going on. Like, I would really love for you to come to bed. But I waited for him to finish. The moment he came to bed, I felt a little safer. And like within an hour, I fell asleep.
Oh, but yeah, because once you have somebody there, it almost just kind of like a blanket.
Yeah. No, Alex is literally my safety blanket.
Yeah.
Because he went through it all with me. He experienced everything with me from the beginning. So he was there through it all. So I feel like, I think that's why I fell in love with Alex. Yeah, because when my world was coming to an end, he was like the light at the end of the tunnel. And I still see him that way. So anytime I'm going through like really dark times, Alex is my little blanket.
Yeah, and I was going to say, I'm really happy that you have someone like that, because I feel like I have someone as well who, when I, like, sometimes they'll just like, oh, like, reach out to somebody, like, I'm here for you. Like, I appreciate and I love it. And like, it does help. But I feel like it's good. Like, you have that one person. I know how I have that one person. Yeah. Who, like, just their presence and like them being there, just, it literally feels like a security blanket.
Yeah,
and
like a little bear.
It makes me feel like I can breathe. Because, yeah, like, I can, there's obviously other people who can help me get my mind off things and stuff. But like, you have that one person who's just like,
yeah,
like, I feel like it helps you feel like you're here.
Like it brings you back. Yeah, almost. Yeah, it definitely does bring you back. But yeah, I've been battling with my depression and anxiety for about 2.5 years now. But let me tell you that right now, this time, this is like the best I have felt in like 2 years. Like the last couple months, I've been on a roll. I've been feeling so good. And yeah, I have little hiccups like last night. Mm-hmm. But every day is just like a battle that I'm just like, okay, but today's good. Today's all right. Like I'll have little off days, but nothing compared to how I used to be. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I feel like what helped me get through all those really hard times is surrounding myself with the people who love me and support me. So like Louie, my mom, my dad, my kids, my boyfriend, like surround yourself with family and try not to be alone, because when you're already feeling alone and then actually being alone, I feel like it's worse. But that helped me a lot. And then I also did get on medication about 2 years ago, just because I feel like I needed that extra help. And I feel like a lot, there's like negative stigma with medication. Like, why did you go on it? Like, antidepressants are so bad for you. Like every time I talk about my antidepressants, the amount of messages that I get of people being like, why did you do it? It's so bad for you. Mm-hmm. Like, they're horrible for you. And I'm like, they're actually not that bad for you.
Yeah.
Like, I would rather be on medication to help me get out of that really dark place than keep continuing being in that dark place.
Or not only that, but finding unhealthy ways
to cope.
Because I feel like you said, there's a lot of negative stigma around like medication. Even I've heard it. I'm not on any medication. But like on my end, like I said, I don't promote you guys drinking to help you with your anxiety. But I don't think it clicked in my head until one day I was talking to Yoatsi and my mom. And then my mom was like, Luisito, is when I was going through it. Like this was like the worst I had ever been. And with like my mental health, and my mom was just like, you guys would both like, Luisito, you're drinking a lot. Like what's going on? But in like reality, alcohol was like the only way for me to like forget about everything. And it's like kind of when I was just having the most fun. And then I wasn't really taking like my mental health seriously, because I was just like, oh, it's all in my head.
You like, you're just trying to like ignore it también.
Yeah. And then one time my mom was like asking me, she's like, you shouldn't be drinking that much. I'm like, well, I am just like 21. So like I'm getting into like that party phase.
Yeah.
But then I did tell my mom, I was like, you know what? Like I have a lot of anxiety and I can't help it. And that's the only time that I can feel good, blah, blah. And then she's like, well, have you thought about like maybe getting medication? And I was like, no, I don't want to go on medication. Like, it's only going to, like, make it worse for me. What if it's hard? It's all
self-medicating with alcohol.
I know. But I was just like, imagine it. It's going to be hard. Like, if I do and it makes it harder for me to get out of it or whatever. And then she was like, okay, and alcohol is making it. And because alcohol is better than medication. And I was like, and that, like, stuck with me. Because I literally was just thinking, like, I could do it without trying to get medication or anything like that. But then I was like, man, I'm not fucking using alcohol as like thinking it's better than going like on medication.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like also like Yoatsi, I started going to therapy as well. And that has helped me so much. So I feel like
therapy
now.
Therapy helps so much, you guys.
Yeah. Like I still drink when I go out and stuff, but it's very controlled. I know like when I want to have fun. I know when I just want to have like a cute drink. I know when I just want to like maybe drink a little bit to like relax. But it's not like how it used to be where I was like, bitch, I want to forget about everything and anything and nobody like talk to me. Therapy has really just helped me gain more control of
myself. Control of your thoughts. That's what I was going to say. Like therapy is so good at teaching you new ways and new habits of how to control yourself and talk to your brain. Like, so many new exercises and so many breathing techniques, and it's kind of like a workout for your brain.
Yeah.
But it's training your brain to just kind of be better. But don't feel ashamed if you need that extra help. Don't be afraid to ask for help with therapy or medication. But educate yourself on it first. Don't just be like, give me that. Like a lot of people ask me what I'm on. I'm on Lexapro. I'm on like 10 milligrams of Lexapro. And with medication, it did take me two different types of medication. Sometimes it can take you up to like 3, 4, 5 different times to find what medication works best for you. But I did try Zoloft and it was doing good. But then after I had Ella, I felt like it was not doing what it was supposed to be doing for me. So that's when my doctor was like, okay, let's switch you to Lexapro. And dude, I feel so amazing on Lexapro. I'm like, hi. The only annoying thing about antidepressants that I don't like. Well, there's two things.
What?
There's two things that I don't like, but like ni modo, ya me chingue. But one is that it definitely does numb you. I don't feel as much as I would feel before, but I guess that's part of the point of the medication, because before I would feel so much fear, so much anxiety. I was scared. I was depressed. Like I would feel all of that heightened. So because it suppresses all of that, I also have all of my other emotions suppressed. Like, yeah, like dude, it's all
triggered.
Like I still feel sadness, but I don't cry. It's so hard for me to cry. It has to be like the most intense thing to happen for me to cry. But before I was such a chillona, like I would see like a cute puppy right there. Like, oh my God. And I would start crying or like, I don't know, just anything. And now I kind of feel the emotion of crying, but I don't actually cry.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I kind of miss feeling all of those intense emotions. But then I think about the depression and anxiety and I'm like, I don't want to feel that shit.
So you kind of have to give something up, but to help yourself.
Yeah.
So it kind of...
It like kind of outweighs itself. Yeah. And then another thing that I don't like is just that you have to take the medication every single day at the exact same time or it's not going to work.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm controlled by a little stupid fucking pill because every day I'll be like in the middle of my workout or I'll be like doing my hair and it's like I hear my alarm and I'm like... So I voy como pinche robot a tomarme la pinche pastillita. But I did talk to my therapist, and I'm on the road to getting off of meds.
Oh, yay. I love that.
I think he said that he wants me to be on it for about 6 more months. And if I don't have a single relapse, which I haven't, we're going to start getting off of them. So I'll let you guys know how that goes.
Oh, I love that. And I like what Yati mentioned as well. You guys, like, I know she's, like, talking about her medication. But, like she mentioned, don't... Like, do your research and kind of know, you know, like, some pros and cons about being into it. Because, I mean, it's obviously, like, something very serious. And you want to make sure that you also feel the most comfortable doing things like that. Because I know, like, I've never gone to get checked to see if I would even need to be on medication or would benefit from it. Or if it's just my anxiety is not as severe as I think it is. But right now, I'm still, like, in, I'm trying to take advice from, like, what Yuatsi is kind of giving me and, like, helping me. Like, I know I seeked a therapist because Yuatsi kind of helped push me to get there. And I needed that push because if you're like me, I am not good at talking about my feelings at all.
Yeah.
And, like, we talked about in the last episode that I'm always stressed. But one of the biggest reasons why I'm always stressed is because I don't ask for help. I like to do things on my own because I like to have that sense of like, I got this and I'm stronger than what my mind is making me think that I am. But I needed to ask for help. And I was always so scared because I was like, I literally don't tell people about what I'm going through, how I'm feeling. And I would bash myself, be like, bitch, I'm going to pay someone to sit down and listen to me. So like, I didn't want to accept it, but reaching out and doing it was probably like one of the best things that I could have done because you benefit so much from it. And it feels good. And like, at least to me, I also didn't want to talk to like, so my biggest thing when I would talk to somebody, like for example, a friend or one of y'all, like y'all are going to help me. But at the end of the day, I feel the same. I almost feel like I just wasted my time and I wasted my breath. And like, of course, the best thing that you guys can do and will do is give me advice, which is amazing, but it's really hard sometimes.
Yeah.
So being able to, I mean, there's so many different kinds of therapy, but at least with the therapist that I'm working with right now, we do a lot of mental exercises, like Yuatsi said. And even when Yuatsi tried explaining it to me, I was like, man, that's not going
to
work.
Yeah. Like I would tell him, go to therapy. He's like, but like, what am I going to talk about?
I'm well, like, I really thought I was just going to like sit and talk. And I was like, boring. I was like, I can do that right now.
But I feel like going through therapy too, I don't know about you, but it helped me discover myself in so many different ways.
Yeah.
Like, it teaches you so much about yourself. So even if you think like there's nothing wrong with me, like just going to therapy, you discover so many new things about yourself. Like, you're like, oh shit, like I am an overthinker, or like, oh my God, like I do this a lot, or like, how do I fix that? Like right now, what I'm trying to work on is I catch myself going back to my past a lot. I daydream about my past very, very often. That's not healthy because you're supposed to look forward, not backwards.
Yeah.
So I have this like really bad habit of just like daydreaming and thinking about my pasts, and just like when I was a teenager and like all that, almost if like my teenage years were my best years. But I'm like, no, my life now is the best time of my life.
Yeah.
But my brain has this really bad habit of just going back in time over and over. So right now what I'm working on is just kind of living in the present and leaving the past in the past. But it's like an exercise that you kind of have to
exercise and practice. I do also feel like therapy has like that, what is it, like what'd you say it was, a negative stigma? Because I mean, even in movies and shit like that, like people like,
I'm gonna go see what do they call it, the loony bin,
what is that,
like I'm gonna go see it, like a, like almost like que si estás loco.
Oh yeah, I feel like that's kind of like what's attached to like therapy. Like I almost feel like, well, at least what I was scared of when I'd tell people, like, oh, well, I don't tell people I go to therapy, so I'm talking about it right here now.
It's an exclusive.
But I've always been scared that if I tell people I'm going to therapy, they're going to think that I'm like going crazy, or that like I'm not okay, or like same thing, that I'm not mentally capable to like, you know, stay strong. But like Yotsi was saying, even if it's not for anything severe or anything, I definitely feel like everybody can benefit from going to therapy. And like, I also don't bring it up a lot to my friends because I don't want to be like, what do they call, los hermanos that go knock at your door?
I'm like, well, this is why you need therapy.
Like, yeah, I just don't want to feel like I'm kind of like promoting it for everybody and just kind of seeing like what that annoying person that's always like, go to therapy. But I do feel, if it's something that you've thought about, or if you're already feeling like, fuck, like I need help, or like I wish I could speak to someone, even that could help you so much, like actually speaking to somebody and like getting it out there. And
it's very, very different than when you talk to a family member or a friend, because a therapist is
non-biased.
Yeah, it's literally a non-biased person listening to you for the first time. Just think about it. Just like, they literally don't know anything about your life. They don't know anything. So you tell them and they're like, huh. So they're going to help you see things in such a different light, like completely different. Then like, for example, si vas a una amiga and you're like, este menso me rompió mi corazón. This girl is going to, or best friend, whatever, is going to be like, yeah, fuck him. Fuck that, you know?
And then you get back with him.
And then a therapist can probably be like, okay, we'll like talk to you more about it. Our world therapist.
They're just a little bit more logical. And a little bit more like, well, what caused this? Or like, well, I don't know. It's just, in my opinion, I love just a non-biased opinion. And talking to somebody who I know is not going to like be there just to judge me, but more like help me. And at the end of the day, you also, they also agreed that they cannot spill your cheese, man, unless they legally have to. But
yeah, but they won't spill. It's literally just a little secret.
No, it's just confidential and you can let loose.
You could be like, I cheated last night. I loved it.
She's like, I'm calling him. She all sends him a text. She's like, hey, she's like,
and the therapist is like, do it.
I'm leaving.
Me too. This episode gave us anxiety.
No, I did get a lot of anxiety from this episode. But once again, we just really hope that this can, like, if you're going through something similar, like, just know you're not alone. And or maybe if you just have thoughts or something that you just never could put, like, your finger on it. Also, don't take what I said or what Yotsi said as a way to, like, self-diagnose yourself.
Yeah, don't self-diagnose yourself. That's probably the worst thing you can do.
Yeah, but it's just at least in hopes that it could help you guys not feel like you're going, you're alone if you're going through something similar. And I just want to clarify once again, because I think I give myself anxiety talking about my social anxiety because I'm scared that people are going to take it as like, ooh, Louis doesn't want us to talk to him. Like, he's just said in a podcast, nobody would talk to him. Don't reach out to him. And that's definitely not what I'm trying to say. I'm just saying that I get scared. No, it's going to rain. Give it to me.
If anybody has a tiendita with those, can you send us some?
Dude, every time I come to Yotsi's house, she has things like this, and I don't even take them or I play with
them. Takes them.
Sorry about it. Your kids don't need it. Yeah, they need a little bit more. Did you have like any other like like habits that you would do when like you would get like anxiety? Because I feel like for me,
I bite the inside of my lip.
Oh shit!
I actually caught myself doing it throughout this episode a lot.
Really? I do it, but not like that crazy. Just like the inside. Dude, for me, it used to be biting my nails.
I make myself bleed from the inside of my lip. That's how bad it is.
Yeah, I used to bite my nails a lot, but like ever since I started getting nails, it helped me break that habit. But me corta los cueritos and shit. Like it's just anything that I could do with my hands, I would like.
Wait, tell them about cuando te sacaban los pelos.
That was more stress.
Oh,
when I was younger, yo pinche estresado. When I was fucking like 10 years old. Yeah, when I was younger, I'd get like really easily. Well, I mean, I still get really easily stressed, but I had this really bad habit of like, I'd go like this and I'd twirl my finger on my hair and then pull hair out.
And it wasn't stick into the wall.
Yeah, that was like something else. But it was like no me dolía. I don't know how to explain. And it wasn't even like one or two hairs. I would yank like the full thing, and like I don't know why I would stick into the wall. So my room had like a whole wall. No, literally. But my mom's actually the one who like noticed it. And I still do it now. Ya no me arranco las greñas. But my mom will catch me because she remembers when I would do that. So when I get stressed, I start going like this with my hair.
Me too, dude. I'll be like going like this. And I'm like almost giving myself a massage, but I'm just like in my scalp.
Yeah, me, I'm just like pulling. I don't pull hard, but I'm just like pulling. Mom's like, ya no te estás jalando el pelo. And I was like, ugh. But I literally went bald, like in the front.
In the front. He had like a patch of baldness.
Yeah, I remember when I went to go get a haircut, and then the guy had to like cut my hair really short so that it could all grow even. And then I was like, Mom, I'm gonna look all fucking pelon. She's like, busandeling in the manda, cortate.
He's like,
so I was all walking around with a hole as hole in the front.
He's pulling
of my
a
head.
Hair for all of the men that stress him out. He's like, the neighbor. Just like what?
No, and even now, I don't know if it's because I did it so much that like, I don't know if I have like a little trauma piece. I don't grow hair like in a little part right here.
Shut up.
Yeah. Andale. It's all my fault.
Pelon.
Imagine I'm all the pelona, not you.
Like he's a real pelon.
But yeah, so.
I hope you guys liked today's episode and you take something from it, whether it's talking to someone, seeing a therapist.
Mm-hmm. Or if you can't relate, I also just. Thank you for listening. And, thank you for being here. If you can't relate,
you're lucky.
No, just thank you guys for like just listening to it.
But also if you can't relate, if you are like have like a good like mental health standing, maybe just check up around the people around you because you never know what they're going through.
Yeah,
so maybe go give hugs and go say what's up.
Or invite them out or to hang out. Or,
yeah. Yeah. Especially if your friends are going through it. Just be like, hey, let's go to las movies, wey.
Yeah, like spending time with your friends and family is all the best thing. And I think when I was in my hardest times is when I made my closest friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't have friends, so I can't relate. I'm just kidding. I do have friends.
But yeah, you guys, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. And if you guys want us to talk about more things regarding mental health or just open up about other things, we definitely have a lot of stories and experiences, but we wanted to keep this one
cute and short. Yeah. For like a little intro.
And also just to help us because we were really anxious during this whole thing.
Dude, we were.
So if you guys don't give this the biggest thumbs. All right. Muchísimas gracias. Bye, you guys.
Love you. See you next time. Bye. Say bye, Luigi. Okay, bye.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal, simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal, only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.